Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Let me kind of recap the controversy here. Here is a Facebook post, okay? I'm taking a minute from my Facebook hiatus to share a really startling post with everyone. The Bloomsburg Fair's official page shared that this past weekend, as a fundraiser for local fire companies, they dressed up a man as Rachel Levine and used him in the dunk tank. This kind of transphobic, disgusting behavior that needs to be called out and stopped. The post has since been deleted from their page, hopefully out of shame, but probably because not a single commentator agreed with the actions. They need to be held accountable, and that is why I am sharing this. Now, it has sparked controversy like you just can't understand. And on Facebook alone, there's close to 1,000 people who have shared it, which means it has been shared all over probably the country. And it is now showing up in papers all over the place. So there's lots to talk about. Justin Correll is a board member of the Northeast Pennsylvania Rainbow Alliance, and he is on the line with us right now. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate your time today.
Please tell people what the Northeastern Pennsylvania Rainbow Alliance is first.
So as an active board member of the NEPA Rainbow Alliance, it's the mission of the group to educate, support, and advocate for individuals and families while working to focus on fairness and equality for every individual within our region.
Okay, your reaction then to what's going on at the Bloomsburg Fair?
Well, I have to be honest, I didn't actually see the post. It was sent to me this morning by one of my coworkers, and I immediately just started to express my own reaction, personal reaction, not in affiliation with any other organization or my job or anything like that, just my own reaction to this post. And I can tell you, being on 9 community membership boards in the community in the NEPA, this post was alarming to me. It definitely showed that it was not just a quick instinct for them to do. It no way can they state that it was just a slip of the keys or an accidental clicking of the post. Because when you make posts on an organization site itself, there's 5 or 6 different steps you have to do before you can actually hit that post.
Now, Justin, while we were talking, I just got a statement from the Bloomsburg Fair, and I'm pretty sure this is the first time anybody is hearing this, so let me read it to you, because I'm seeing it for the first time, too, and then get your reaction. Here it is.
On
behalf of the Bloomsburg Fair, we are responding to a series of inquiries and comments regarding using the likeness of an individual dressed as Dr. Rachel Levine in a dunk tank at the Columbia Montour County Fireman's Relief Carnival. The sole purpose of the dunk tank, which was operated by the Bloomsburg Fair, was to utilize the likeness of a public figure in an effort to raise monies for local fire companies. The fundraising activities of such organizations have been greatly impacted by COVID-19 and the governmental restrictions which have been imposed. Accordingly, our intention was simply an effort to raise money to assist these organizations. At no time was it the intention of the Bloomsburg Fair, anyone affiliated with the fair, including any sponsors of the carnival, to knowingly utilize the likeness of Dr. Levine in a dunk tank as any form of commentary on Dr. Levine's transgender identity. The Bloomsburg Fair, hang on, the Bloomsburg Fair and the sponsors of the event do not endorse any comments which arose subsequent to the event which disparage Dr. Levine's transgender identity or any other discriminatory comments. What do you think?
Well, I'm a little caught off guard by that. This is a moment of education for everybody. It's not just education for the Bloomsburg Fair Committee or the organization. However, I understand now their perspective of releasing that statement, but the Post explicitly said Dr. Levine's name. If they were just looking to mock or, you know, use that as a way to raise some funds of a public figure, I mean, there's many public figures they could have used. They could have had someone dress up as Governor Wolf, Dr. Fauci, the president. There's a variety of individuals. I know in the past that this event has used local officials around that area to raise money for this organization and the fire department. As I spoke to you earlier today, I'm a mayor myself. My volunteer fire department is always looking for ways to raise funds through hoagie sales, through barbecues, anything they can, because we are in a state where volunteer fire departments scrape and pinch every single penny, and I mean every single penny, to keep up on their different trainings, on equipment. They do get some help from the municipalities, but this directed post, when you call out someone, regardless whether they are transgender, straight, gay, lesbian, bi, whatever it may be, you are calling out one particular person. And again, I truly believe everyone is entitled to their opinions. Trust me, if you ask the people that I am friends with, they will tell you I am one of the most opinionated people there. However, before I try to go out on my opinion, I research things, I get educated. I am not, you know, the knower of everything. And, you know, the post today was truly just about how I felt about it. You know, I kind of joked in my post that I wouldn't be giving my $13 for the parking and the admissions. But it's far beyond just supporting the fair itself. I mean, they are representing vendors and, you know, patrons that come to their facility there, and they accept payment for that. So it's a moment of education for everybody, you know, that even though you could just scroll on by or delete somebody from Facebook or social media, once you actually post something, it's there. It is so easy to take a screenshot of something and someone to send it, just like in this case. You know, there are tons of people out there, including myself, including the organizations that I'm with, that would love to step in and help educate, not only, you know, the do's and don'ts of Facebook, ways to be a good, you know, a good human, but most importantly, not offend the people that you want the money from to keep supporting this event in the future.
Justin, a group called Pennsylvania Equality Project is asking for a boycott of the fair. Now, would you support that?
Well, I think that is up to absolutely everyone's own personal mission. You know, Pennsylvania Equality, I do, you know, I'm familiar with them, with my organizations that I'm with. They are on the same kind of guidelines that I am with, you know, making sure that Pennsylvania is, you know, a respected, inclusive, and welcoming place to live, work, and play. They're calling for a boycott. I personally, on my own level, I'm not telling anybody to boycott anything. You make your own assumption and you make your own direction for that. I personally won't be going there. However, I do work with a lot of these vendors that do participate in the fair. They are very supportive for events, whether donating gift certificates or coming and, you know, bringing their food truck and things to other events around NEPA. And many of them did reach out to me today, you know, apologizing that they were, you know, portrayed in this light. And I assured them that I would visit them at other locations, other fairs, and that I would have no problem continuing my business with them, you know, in the future.
Okay.
It just wouldn't be at this particular event.
Now, you heard the statement from the Bloomsburg Fair. I heard it first time talking to you. Is there anything else you think the Bloomsburg Fair should do here?
Well, you know, it was very much a lack of conviction on their part. You know, they are the fair, one of the largest fairs in Pennsylvania. You know, they maybe should restrict who has access to their Facebook page. You know, the organizations I'm on, they're really limited to one or two or three people. It is not hard for them to figure out who actually made the post. When you post in a group as an admin or an editor, it comes up who the post is published by. So they can certainly figure out who that is on their page and, you know, reprimand or remove or do whatever they need to do on their end to gain the trust of the public. I know that they had incidents in the past with the Nazi symbols and Confederate flags and the swastikas, you know, two or three years ago. And they, you know, released a statement and they you know, mostly held to their word that it wasn't going to be, you know, a focus of that year's fair. Last year, I don't remember any incidents at all. And I actually went to the fair last year. However, this incident, you know, we are in different times. You know, we have a lot of movements going on in the country today. People, you know, with the pandemic have time to really do some soul searching and think about what truly matters to them. You know, I often think about people, you know, when they say, you know, what happened, you know, to treating others the way you wanted to be treated. Everyone is different and everyone has their own mind to make up. A lot of people have their idea of what other people or how other people should live their lives. And sometimes, you know, we have to just learn to respect others, whether we have an opinion or not, and just be kind, really. Be kind to others. That's all.
Justin, thanks for joining us. I'm grateful for your comments.
I appreciate your time so much. And, you know, I want to just end with that post was my personal opinion. It has now been shared almost 450 times, which is crazy to me. But, you know, everyone should just truly make up their own minds about what they would want to do with the fair. You know, there are local businesses that truly count on dollars from the community, and supporting the vendors and the people there is what really matters, whether it's at that event or someone else.
Thank you, Justin. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Thanks so much.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.